I'm down to, I have one drawer left to strip, the surface of a drawer and the frame for the mirror. It's a vanity type thing, only it's not. It's a really nice piece of old furniture. So I have to get that finished. I'm listening to the news here and trying to hear too. Before the second, I'm close to it now. I just got that one drawer to do, and then I bought some tongue oil to hand rub it in, and then I'll have someplace to put my clothes, because we took back a dresser and gave one away and got rid of some of that navy furniture that was here. I'm going to start, you know, shrinking the size of our belongings in here and seeing what we're going to have when it's time to go. No real news. I mean, things are... Oh, the DefX coming up next month. I don't know when. Probably after I get off leave. My last DefX. I thought I had my last one, but there'll be one more. Talk a little bit about the base. I'm going to get up and check that conk and hit pause here for a minute, though.
Thank you.
Cindy, you have anything to say? Back at it here. Still the same day. Conk's doing fine. Beautiful day out. It's a little wind. It's not real, real hot. I wouldn't know, though. I'm inside, parked in front of the stereo gear. I know what I had on my mind. I want to mail my slides home and not have them in household goods or express shipment. Would it be possible? I know I don't have any 1,200 slides. Could you get another one of those boxes? And, at Sears or something? And mail it to me? Pick one up and mail it to me, Dad, so I can get my slides in that organizer and post it to you. So I don't have those things sitting in storage deteriorating. That would be a great help if you could swing that one more time. Because I've got about, probably five or six 140s. That are, if I consolidated, it'd be about five 140s. So it's, about 800 slides, 700-some-odd slides. It's close to 700 slides. I don't know if it'd be that many or not. But close, so one of the, something that hold that many, I'll just stuff them all in and then put them in a little box and wrap some paper on it and throw it in the mail. There'll be a lot of things we'll be mailing here, probably, more than I care to mail, but it'll be just down to that. I'm going to hold my dive gear to the last moment and put it in the express. And like that. If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? So many things have been happening. So much stuff has transpired. There's just no time to really pick up or go back. If a tinker were my trade. Car's running good, and I guess that's something to say. I painted the top fine. I ripped off some of that old vinyl. It was really looked like it was going bald. It was peeling and flapping in the wind, so I tore out the center section. And I found a gallon of some really good white paint by the dumpster, which was metal or wood paint, gloss, white gloss, and slapped some paint on the top and painted a stripe on the door. And well, it looks great, and it's running real well. Front end's needs parts, but it's running fine. It's got new tires again, and it starts every time, and like that, it's gonna last us. There's no doubt about it, and we'll get at least 450. I put an ad in the paper. This envelope I'm sending you has the clipping and a few pictures stuffed in there, and like that. But we'll have no problem selling the car. So as far as the car thing, I'm just going to hold on until we get home and so I can get out to Seattle and look at some of these microbuses and Volkswagen buses. I'm still determined to get one of those. It seems like the most practical way to go. Some little four-speed with not the camper model, but just the big box, older one, in good shape. Those pamphlets, the catalogs, they had the car sales, and it really helped. I guess there is a place in Seattle that deals strictly with buses, Volkswagen place, so I'm going to, they turn over buses, go pick one up, go to the bank, get a loan, try to cash out on it, pay the bank payments, do it that way. School, I'm kind of, I'm still stuck there. I've done more letters. Finally got my minister recommendation sent to SPU. I mailed him a letter. I posted a letter to you guys, Mom, to you, about those transcripts from South. Apparently they haven't gotten those. I'm still waiting for ODU to come back. I got a response from them, and I got a contact there that's going to take some personal action. I mailed off the fee for the transcripts to be forwarded to SPU and UW. So I haven't given up on either one of those yet. It's coming together. It's just real slow. Real slow. But I'm making progress. I'm gonna check that conch again, take a little bit of a break. Thank you. I'm back. One conk down. One conk to go. Down for the conk. Okay. I managed to take care of a little thing or two. I was only gone a moment, wasn't I? It's now 10 to 4. Duty day for me, in case I failed to mention that. I got to duty all day. I called the duty office a while ago, and nobody answers the phone, so I guess I have nothing to do. That's not the case lately, though. It's been pretty busy at work. You know, something I'm experiencing at work. I don't know if I'm not special. I'm not somebody any different than anybody else, but I do work in an office now that's all black except for the XO. And, you know, it shouldn't make any difference. It really oughtn't make any difference at all. But it does. You know, it's. Not something I would choose to do if I had my choice. I guess that's really how I feel about it. People are people, and some folks are assholes and some folks aren't. And I'm a little of both. Sometimes I'm an asshole, sometimes I'm not. It's just different, that's all. Never having been exposed to an office environment like that, or even working amongst a group of a different culture. And it is, you know, it's the when are they going to have it's White American Week, you know? It's one of those kind of things. Minorities are minorities. I never thought I was prejudiced. I'm not. I just don't like being the minority. You know, it's real simple. I'm adjusting. I'm learning to cope. I guess that really says it all. Some of the things I stuffed in that envelope, I'm not even sure now. I have to look back through it. I hope... there's something I'm supposed to do. I hope I haven't forgotten. I think I already have. I know you told me to have fun and dive a lot, and I'm doing that. I'm trying to do as much as possible between now and the short time we have left here. And, you know, it's... every time I go out, the luster's still there, but I get cold. It's wintertime here, and it gets cold out in that water after a while. I haven't been out on a barrel boat in months. Since you were here, that's the last time I went out. No, I went out. I take that back once with Ron. He's the Sperry Rand technical rep for the optical system, laser system on the scanners that read the messages that go off the base here. He's the technical representative. And you ask Ron, you know, what day do you have off? And you know, most of the time that's when you ask people, you know, when they want to do things. And when do you have some time off? And for Ron, it's a little different. It's Ron works Tuesday, and he's off most of the other times. So somebody ought to tell him how good he's got it. I try to all the time. I'm sure he hears it from work all the time. So he asked Ron, when are you working, Ron? And it's always Tuesday, so... Must be tough, though. He's single down here, and they give him a house. They've been fighting that for months, ever since I went up to treatment. Cindy and I went up to Norfolk. I'm still trying to get a house down here, or a trailer, or anything from Sperry Rand. The base is non-cooperative. It takes forever. And it looks to me and Cindy like he needs to get off of here and do some, you know, go back to Houston, Texas, wherever he's going to work at, back to the home company. It's a shame. He's a good man. But, you know, another little thread lost in the big weave of the Navy. Just another lint ball, only at a different level. I think I was talking about nothing in particular. I'm just really rambling. I'm struggling for news. I've been taking pictures. Matter of fact, I've got... 4 rolls of film to process. I've had slides coming back from Jamaica, and I think all the prints and all the slides have already come back from this 3-day trip. But I've got four rolls of film on sale stuff. 36-400 ektachrome. It's 340 a roll, I think, marked down because it had reached its expiration date last month. I'm already to take pictures and just haven't found the time. I haven't had the camera in my hand for the sunsets and stuff. They've been gorgeous down here. I look at every one now as the last. And it's no shit. Pretty soon I won't have that option. And, well, should I get up early and go out and look at the sunrise and take a picture? Or should I just stay in bed? Pretty soon it's going to be haze gray. Summers are so short in Washington. There's so much to do. I get off that kick. It'll take care of itself. I've done, you can't do too much planning. Things change all of a sudden when you reach the crux of the matter and the hinge point of do or plan. And most folks' lives don't go that easy. All the plans in the world would change rapidly. So I'm trying to remain as flexible as possible through this whole evolution, big change. There's a lot of big things happening. We're leaving here, as you said. I'm leaving a job. I'm leaving secure pay. I'm leaving the house. It's our home for 4 years. I'm leaving a lot of things, going to a lot of pressure in the next 6 months, a lot of stress, major life changes. And I'm not drinking. And the people who came up with this program for alcoholics suggest you don't do any of the things in the first year that I'm going to be doing in the next 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. So we'll see. Today I didn't get up with a hurting head. And mouth didn't taste like sandpaper. So I'm okay. A lot of folks out there aren't. They're hurting all the time. I see them at work. I'm working with a bunch. The whole office is disabilitated or incapacitated or both at the same time throughout the week. It's a vicious cycle. Drink for the weekends and work for the weekends to get drunk. Never did feel good about that. I always felt like a pile of shit Monday morning or Sunday night. By Wednesday, I felt better. Well, enough of that. I have to keep remembering that, though. Keep remembering how shitty I did feel. How much better I have felt. So much better recently. Just in the short period of time that I've been dry. 8 months. It's been 8 months. It doesn't seem like the times slip by. It's gone. As a matter of fact, I was so out of touch, just running in place and running in circles. That a couple days ago, I realized somebody told me they were leaving in 3 days, leaving the island forever, and they left and they're gone. And I got to thinking to myself, David, how many days are you going to be here now? And it's less than 100 days. It's a short period of time. I remember so well the last time I got out. I think I wrote in my letters back to you folks, too, that I was counting the months and the thousands of days and the hundreds of days. And this time, where's all that? I guess it just comes with age. Shit, I wasn't. Something else. I'm looking forward to it. God, I'm excited about getting some learning again, getting my head back into a book, working paperwork for me. I think of that every day. I'm sitting in that office doing work for somebody else. And, in a sense, we're doing paperwork at colleges, doing work for the instructor, but it doesn't seem the same. I'm pushing paper and writing figures and numbers and typing letters and doing things today and yesterday, tomorrow, for the Navy. And it's something that it gets me a paycheck and that's it. That's really the bottom line. Where I get my money. But college, God, you know, to be a professional student, then that's a, you know, actually what it is, you know, doing paperwork for David. And David improves David, and David gets a grade, and that's where the payoff is right there. That's the pay, the grade. And hopefully through the whole thing, people learn. Maybe David will learn. For so long, I had such a block about school, and it ain't going to be that way this time. It was better. A few years ago, I did my best, and I know it's going to be a whole hell of a lot better this time around. I'm really finally ready to go back to school. Start something. Started something, now I'm going to complete it. That's exciting. I'm going to get myself something to drink here. Pepsi Cola or a tonic or something like that. I'm drying up. Another short pause and come up and wrap this thing up, I think.
Gentlemen, live from Hampshire College, Merv Glisson.
holding leg, wondering how to feel them. Would you get behind them if you could only find them? She's my baby. She's my baby. The girl's all right.
Yeah.